So one of the toughest things for me, you know, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate, being a Christian, is whenever we have something that we desire, you know, something that we really want, that we've been praying for, and that we know that we need to wait on God for. So when we wait on God to do something for us, whenever we wait, I don't think it's actually by coincidence. It's kind of funny how, you know, they tell us to be patient. See, when I think of the word patient, I also think of a patient, you know, who's in a waiting room. So my whole mentality is, okay, let me just wait in this waiting room for God. Let me just be patient and hope that that, you know, he's eventually going to give me what I've been desiring and asking all of this time. But it wasn't until I thought about it from a different perspective. See, I'm a server or a waiter, right? But I just don't go to that table and say hi and just, or say a prayer to God, let's, you know, and just say hi, you know, and make an appearance and then not go back and wait for them to tip me. See, when we wait on a table properly, as we should wait on God, you know, it's not waiting at all. It's constantly coming back to make sure that they have everything that they need, to come back and see, hey, God, is there anything else that I can do for you today? You know, it's taking care of the other people that are associated with, you know, that table. Like, we can't just sit here and say a prayer and then not continually go back and see God. I can't keep not coming to the table. If I just go to the table and I say, hey, how you doing? I can make a great impression. I can say all the right things. But if I don't go back, if I don't go back to that table, I'm not going to get a good tip. See, I really believe that whenever we wait on God, we should be serving him, that we should be constantly in prayer, that we should be going back all the time, repetitively, seeing what else there is that he might need us to do, to be a good servant. So, you know, I hope that this analogy, you know, that somebody gets something from this analogy. You know, let's elevate our level of waiting on God. You know, let's take it to the next level, guys.